This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden used his first national address as the projected winner to vow healing for a deeply divided nation. And he reached out to the millions of people who voted against him, saying, "Let's give each other a chance." His calls for reconciliation came even as U.S. President Donald Trump argued that the election had been stolen from him and that legal proceedings would ensue. As he heads towards Inauguration Day on January 20th, Biden's top priority is expected to be quickly naming a chief of staff. And he said Saturday that he would announce a task force of scientists and experts Monday to develop a blueprint to begin beating back the coronavirus. He said his plan would be built on bedrock science. He has promised that he will ask Dr. Anthony Fauci to stay on in his role. Fauci is the top U.S. infectious diseases expert who has clashed with President Trump. Biden's team is also considering a climate czar to deliver on the promises made during his campaign to tackle that issue. Former U.S. President George W. Bush, a Republican, said on Sunday he has spoken to President-elect Joe Biden, a Democrat, to congratulate him on his victory. In a statement, Bush said Americans can have confidence that the U.S. election was, quote, fundamentally fair, its integrity will be upheld, and its outcome is clear, end quote. He added that President Trump has the right to request recounts and pursue legal challenges. Congratulations from leaders around the world have been coming in for Joe Biden, including from German Chancellor Angela Merkel, French President Emmanuel Macron, and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. This morning, His Holiness the Dalai Lama wrote to congratulate him, saying, "Particularly in these challenging times, I hope you will be able to contribute to shaping a more peaceful world in which people suffering poverty and injustice find